Well, we don't have Peter Frampton, but we do have Luke Perry. Oh. Luke?
What?
Be gentle.
Well, that's not the first time you've said that.
Now, Luke, by the way, Luke texted me, and he said, I've got the idea that Peyton Manning and my Broncos are going to bring tears to your eyes for $100. You in? I said, sure. Because I didn't think there was any chance.
Check that text, Mark. That was another zero. That was
1,000?
1,000.
I have the text. It's 100.
Okay. All right. Bummer.
Now, Luke, listen, I'll tell you, man, I sat there watching that game and watching your, well, Von Miller was in our backfield every single play.
I thought you guys were going to give him a jersey.
We just, you know, we there was a moment there where we started to do that offensive thing where we go on a tear and then we fumble. So it was just ugly. In fact,
I felt bad for you, dude. I did. As I sat there and watched it, you were the thing I was thinking about. I thought, this is not good.
Well, see, it takes another fan, because like yesterday at the hotel I stay in, the guy's name is Mark. He works in the Valley. He's a huge Seattle fan. And I was standing at the front desk, and Mark came in, and it was like, dude, I am so sorry. And I told him, I am in mourning. Mm-hmm. How long does this last? When do I get over it? He said, you never get over it.
That's
but you don't want to. Because if and when you make it back to the Super Bowl, you want to remember this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay.
And then he said, but you did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Now, Luke is going to be with us at the sold out anniversary show. I'm not sure if you know this, Luke. We put the tickets on sale one Friday morning at 8. It sold out in an hour.
Well, that's why it sold out, Mark, because I'm coming.
You know, I texted Kevin Pollock, same thing. I told him sold out now, and Kevin simply texted back, you're welcome. So where did you watch the game?
That's going to be a good time. I said best seat in the house, right in my living room.
Yeah.
On the couch. Yeah.
You know, I had never been to a Super Bowl. I don't know if they do this every year, but they were showing us commercials.
Yeah.
Not from the television broadcast, but they had picked 4 or 5 of the best ones.
The last time I was at the Super Bowl, it was a while back. It was in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I remember, I don't even remember the game. What I remember was Kiss playing at halftime.
Right.
And I was sitting at the 50. And they were playing in the end zone, and when the pyro went off, there was a half second delay, and then the heat blew my face back. And I was like, "Wow, that's great!" But you know, you folks that over there at the closer to the end zone, somebody just got burned up.
So, Luke, while I got you, you're not calling to promote anything, are you? Or are you? What are you doing?
Nothing. I just woke up to talk to you.
Okay,
that's very sweet.
So now you saw Cam Newton walk away from his press conference, and you know the reason given, correct?
He walked away because he lost, and he was having a little trouble finding his character that morning.
Well, they had put up tents, and while he was trying to answer the questions, he could hear a Denver Bronco being interviewed in the tent over saying, we shut down their run, we shut down their pass.
You know what sucks about the media at this time? That is not the time to jump in somebody's face and ask them.
Right.
You know, it really isn't. You got to figure the guy's just had the biggest loss of his life. Nobody's going to be happy about it. And I think you take your chances, you know. If you jump in somebody's face, I see him do it all the time to basketball players, too.
Mm-hmm.
Walk right out there on the court after the game, start getting in their ass about whatever happened. And I think you take your chances. You know, these guys play at a high level of emotion, and they do care, obviously, you know, about what's going on. And that's what Cam had to say. That's what he had to say.
Well, Cam finally spoke yesterday about it, and he said, I have gone on record in the past, and I'll do it again today. I'm a sore loser. If you show me a good loser, then I'll show you a loser. I like that.
That's because you're a loser. you know what? I appreciate the sentiment, and I think that when to perform at that level, you've got to have that mindset. I think if they have that interview 2 days later, he's able to check a lot of that stuff and access probably the more articulate part of himself, and they would have got a better interview. But in the media frenzy to get to something, to make something happen, to be the one that asked the question, I just don't think they set it up well. And clearly that's insensitive if you can put him in earshot of a Denver guy having a celebration.
You know, I'll talk about what Luke is talking about in that. Do you remember the year Richard Sherman, they had just won the Super Bowl. Richard Sherman had just shut it down. And Aaron Andrews was in Sherman's face seconds after the game had ended. And he was yelling, "Don't you talk about me!"
Oh, I remember that, yep.
And she goes, "Who's talking about you?" And he said, and look.
And they haven't stopped talking about him since, though. Have you noticed that?
No,
Sherman
gets
a lot of play ever since then.
I defend it. It was what you were saying. These guys play at a high level. If you're going to put a camera in a professional athlete's face seconds after a big win, you get what you get.
Do you remember how terrified she was when she was trying to...
Yeah, she was.
Oh, who's talking about you?
Because it's not, you know, to succeed in athletics, what I've seen, I know a lot of ball players, and to succeed at that level, it's not just that you have the physical gifts. A lot of guys have the physical gifts. It's that other factor. It's, do you want the victory? Are you the guy that's going to do anything for the W? And that's what separates them. And those are the guys that you do want on your team.
All right. Well, Luke, I'm going to fly out of here Saturday back to North Carolina for 1 week, and then I'm back here for the anniversary show. I cannot wait to see you. I love you. I appreciate you being there for me. And I'll give you your $100 on the stage.
Awesome. That 100 and every other dollar I can get my hands on that night is going to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Oh,
so
dude.
Bring it.
Nice. Hey, let me say this about St. Jude's, because Linda and I sign a big check every year. I don't know if I'm exact on this, but children with cancer, no kid is turned away at St. Jude's.
Nope.
Get this fact. $3 million a day.
That's gone up significantly. It used to be $1.5 million.
$3 million a day to keep the doors open.
Oh, and they, you know, when you do give money, it is the highest charity, the rate that I've found. 87 cents of that dollar goes straight into the medicine for the kids. Anyway, that's where the money's going, and I look forward to taking it from you.
And then again, Luke, I wasn't kidding. We got a nice bar backstage. Get to drinking, because Polo's going to be an easy pick.
Are you kidding? The last time I was at that thing, Ron White and I destroyed that bar. me and Tater Salad were on that thing. Yeah.
Luke, I love you, brother. I'll see you soon.
Right back at you. You guys have a good day.
Take care.